Brenda Venice has two adult children who suffer from mental illness. Her daughter has spent time at Taunton State Hospital. She says the state's move toward an emphasis on community-based services is not the answer to treating those with chronic mental illness.
By closing Taunton State, you're not giving the people in our area a chance to heal. You're just shoving them out in the community and say, all right, recovery's real, and you're on your own. And even though my daughter struggles every single day, she'll say it herself, people need time to heal, and you can't just rush them.
Venice is also the head of the Fall River chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness and says there have been countless occasions when families have called her in desperation and trying to get help for their sons or daughters.
You know how many times parents have called me and said my loved one is really, really sick and they're out on the streets and they're not getting the help they need because they're in the hospital 3 days and then they're out. They're in the hospital 5 days and they're out. And if they would have been in there a little longer to make sure that the medication was working and that everything was okay and a good transition, that person would be okay.
Part of Governor Patrick's decision to close the hospital is part of the state's Community First initiative. The goal is to expand and integrate long-term community-based support systems that foster independence among the disabled community. These supports include group homes, outpatient psychiatric centers, and bridge support to help patients retransition back into society. Deborah Delman is an advocate for the governor's plan.
I think that the state services in Worcester and in Taunton have been really valuable and valued. However, the investment in the community has to strengthen, and that's really the approach that I definitely support.
Delman is executive director of the Boston-based Transformation Center, which trains peer specialists who have also experienced mental illness to help people reacclimate back into society. She says these bridge programs, not hospital beds, are the step in the right direction for a patient's recovery process.
And we don't have flexibility in this state to provide that lower cost alternative to those who really are ready for that. And therefore, beds are filled up with people that really don't need that level of care.
But for Brenda Venice, this isn't the step in the right direction, that the emphasis needs to be on the initial recovery process.
Having people in the community is great. But the thing is in order to go into the community, you have to be well. And going from Taunton State, the people are pretty sick. You can't take a person that's pretty sick and put them in a group home. You have to get well in order to be in a group home. Everybody's recovery is different. Some people recover faster, some people take longer.
And that's what makes this so complicated. Add to the mix a tight state budget, and not everyone ends up with what they want. Christina Quinn, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.